and One Man's Quest to Be a Better Husband is a memoir by David Finch that combines personal narrative, self-analysis, and relationship reflection. The book centers on Finch's adult diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome and the impact that diagnosis has on his marriage, daily behavior, and sense of self. Rather than presenting the condition as a simple explanation, the memoir shows how awareness alone is not enough to change entrenched habits. Finch responds by creating a system of notes, rules, and reminders he calls his Journal of Best Practices, which becomes the practical framework for becoming a more attentive husband and father. The result is part family memoir, part account of neurodivergence, and part study in deliberate self-improvement. Its purpose is not only to describe life with Asperger's syndrome, but also to show how insight, effort, and communication can reshape a difficult relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how an adult Asperger's syndrome diagnosis reframes marriage. A central concern of the memoir is the moment when Finch is diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome years into his marriage and must reinterpret behaviors that had already shaped the relationship. The diagnosis does not function as a clean solution. Instead, it provides a vocabulary for patterns that had seemed like personal failings, odd habits, or recurring conflict. This reframing matters because it changes the logic of the marriage. Problems are no longer treated only as moral weakness or incompatibility, but also as differences in perception, routine, and social processing. Finch's account shows the value of diagnosis as an explanatory tool, while also showing its limits. Knowing the label does not automatically reduce friction, repair hurt feelings, or improve communication. The memoir is therefore less about discovery as an endpoint than discovery as the beginning of sustained work. That distinction gives the book analytical depth. It argues that understanding a condition is necessary, but not sufficient, when the goal is healthier partnership. Secondly, the Journal of Best Practices as a system for behavioral change. The book's most distinctive device is Finch's Journal of Best Practices, a personalized system of rules, reminders, and observations built to replace instinctive reactions with deliberate conduct. The journal is not presented as a therapeutic theory in the abstract. It is a concrete method of self-monitoring. Finch tracks situations that trigger conflict, notes specific mistakes, and writes down practical corrections he can remember in daily life. This gives the memoir a procedural dimension that sets it apart from many relationship narratives. Change is shown as incremental and behavioral rather than emotional in the narrow sense. The system also reflects a key insight: people do not improve relationships only by feeling sorry or intending well, but by repeatedly changing what they actually do. The journal becomes a record of self-education, where small rules such as listening, timing, and restraint matter because they alter the texture of everyday interactions. In that sense, the memoir is about method as much as confession. It treats personality not as fixed destiny, but as something that can be shaped through repetition and discipline. Thirdly, marriage is a test of communication, empathy, and everyday courtesy. Another major theme is the idea that a successful marriage depends on ordinary acts of consideration rather than dramatic gestures. Finch repeatedly learns that many conflicts arise from habits that seem minor to him, but feel significant to his wife Kristen. The memoir emphasizes listening, timing, flexibility, and the ability to notice another person's perspective before acting. This is why the book focuses so much on small household moments, interruptions, routines, and conversational missteps. It shows that intimacy is often negotiated through details that couples may overlook until they become sources of resentment. Finch's self-corrections reveal that empathy is not merely a feeling of sympathy. It is a practical skill that requires observing how behavior lands on another person. The memoir also argues that communication must be explicit, because assumptions can easily fail when two people process the world differently. By grounding marriage in the ordinary mechanics of daily life, the book avoids idealized romance and instead presents partnership as a series of choices about attention, patience, and respect. Fourthly, humor as a way to write. Honestly, about neurodivergence, the memoir is widely noted for its humor, and that humor serves an important analytical purpose. Finch describes awkward routines, social errors, and self-defeating habits in a way that invites recognition rather than pity. The comedy does not erase tension. It makes difficult material readable while preserving the seriousness of the underlying marital strain. This balance is significant because books about autism spectrum conditions can easily become either clinical or overly sentimental. Finch instead uses wit to make self-scrutiny less defensive and to show how absurd some of his own habits appear once they are seen clearly. At the same time, the humor has a corrective function. By laughing at himself, he reduces the temptation to frame his behavior as unchangeable or simply excusable. The result is a memoir that is candid without becoming bleak. The style helps the reader absorb uncomfortable truths about marriage, habit, and neurodivergence without turning the book into either a manual or a sob story. Humor becomes part of the book's honesty, not a distraction from it. Lastly, a memoir at the intersection of autism, family life, and relationship repair. The book stands out because it works across several non-fiction categories at once: memoir, relationship narrative, and reflection on autism spectrum life. Its value lies partly in that intersection. Readers interested in Asperger syndrome can see how the condition affects adulthood, marriage, parenting, and social adjustment in a lived context rather than an abstract diagnostic one. Readers interested in relationships can see how ordinary domestic conflict can be intensified when partners have different expectations and communication styles. The memoir also suggests that family life is not repaired through one person being permanently fixed. Both partners must renegotiate patterns and expectations. That makes the book more nuanced than a simple self-help account. It acknowledges mutual frustration, changing roles, and the need for ongoing adaptation. In the broader category of autism-related memoirs, its distinctive feature is this focus on marital repair through practical self-observation. It is neither a technical explanation of Asperger syndrome nor a standard marriage advice book. Instead, it shows how personal diagnosis, household habits, and relational responsibility can intersect in a single, realistic account. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers who want a memoir that is both personal and practical. It will especially interest spouses, partners, family members, and general readers who want to understand Asperger syndrome through the everyday realities of marriage and household life. It is also relevant for readers drawn to narratives about self-awareness and behavior change, because Finch does not stop at diagnosis or explanation. He shows what it looks like to turn insight into action through repeated correction, note-taking, and attention to another person's experience. Compared with many books in the autism memoir category, this one stands out for its focus on married life rather than childhood alone, and for its emphasis on method rather than inspiration. Compared with standard relationship books, it is more candid about neurodivergence and the uneven work of adaptation. Its practical value lies in showing how small adjustments in communication and routine can matter. Its intellectual value lies in illustrating how identity, diagnosis, and partnership can be negotiated together rather than separately. If you would like to support David Finch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.